We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new Perek, Perek Kohen Gadol. And the beginning of this Mishnah discusses Kohen Gadol, and the end of the Mishnah will discuss a Melech, a king. And Tosfos speaks out that why does this Perek talk about Kohen Gadol? Since it's mentioned in the last Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol needs the Bezdin of 71, we didn't finish giving all the details of Kohen Gadol, so we first speak about Kohen Gadol, and then we'll talk about a melech, which is more chashev, a king, which is more chashev than a kohen gadol. And then we'll go back to Hilchos Dinim later on in the Masechta. Zok the Mishnah, kohen gadol don v'don noisai. A kohen gadol, you could judge him, and he could be a judge as well. Not only could you judge him, he could be a judge as well. That's the halacha number one. And the Mishnah continues, and teaches us that he also could say this, he could testify, and he also could be testified against. Someone could be made on him. And the Mishnah says further, which means that if his brother dies without children, and his brother's wife falls to him, liyibum, he does chalitza, even though he cannot do yibum because she is a almana, but he has to do chalitza still. Cholitz v'cholitzin l'ishtai, u'miyavmim es ishtai. And if he dies, his wife will get yibum, which means his brother can marry his wife. Aval hu ein miyavim, but he cannot do yibum. Replace also ba'amana, he's also to almana. So the halacha is like this. First of all, if he dies without children, so his wife needs chalitza, and his wife, someone could do yibum to his wife, his brother can marry his wife. But if his brother dies, so he has to chalitza his brother's wife, but he cannot do yibum to his brother's wife. Why? Because he is also to marry almana. It's an issur in the Torah for a kohen gadol to marry almana. Meis loy meis. If the halacha is that a kohen gadol cannot be metame even to the shiva krovim, and so halacha is if a meis dies in his family, he is not allowed to be metame to that meis, and not only that, he should not go to the levaya either, because we're worried if he goes to the levaya, he might come to become tame, touch the meis, or get near the meis, go into the oil hameis, and become tame. So therefore, he does not go to the levaya at all. Meis loy meis, ina yoytza achamita, he doesn't go after the bed, after the mita, after the arayin. Ela hein nechnasim v'hu nigla, when they're walking with the meis, so when they go into a certain street, he is on a different street. V'hu nigla, then he's uncovered. Hein niglin, they come out of the mavi, they're uncovered. Who nixa? He goes into the mavi, he goes into that street. So he's always one block behind them. The yitze imam, and he follows them ad pesach shariir until the doorway to the city, to the entrance to the city, and they leave the city to go bury the mace. He stops the remeh, but he does go after the mita, but from behind, from a nice distance from behind. Rav Yehuda Eimer, in the Yetzir HaMikdash, he does not leave the Beis HaMikdash. Mishum Shunema, it says in the Pasuk, Mimim HaMikdash LaYetzir. The Pasuk says, HaMikdash LaYetzir, V'lechal Beis HaMikdash LaYakov. He doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't go to the Levaya at all, according to Rav Yehuda, and we'll see in the Gemara, the Bria HaMachlekes. Kushum Menachem Acherim, when he comes to Menachem of all others, Derech Kol Ha'om, Oivrim V'zeh HaZeh, V'amamuna Matzoy Beinoy Lebein Ha'om. So Kushum Menachem means when the Avelim stand in the Shura and they walk by, the people walk by to be Menachem Avel, the Avelim. So when he's walking, so the Avelim are all to his left, and then there is the who is being Menachem, and then comes the Kohen Gadol, then to the right of the Kohen Gadol is the Memunah. So Kushum Menachem Acherim, Derech Kol Ha'om Oivrim V'zeh HaZeh, the Derech Kol Ha'om Oivrim V'zeh HaZeh, V'Memunah, and the Mamutza puts him in between the and the Mamuna is the Kohen Gadol. Like Rashi says, Ukushumanachim Beshura, Kushachoizrim Mikvaras Ames, Shein Shaloi, Derek Kala Ibn Zakhaz Amanachmus Aval, Shaimid Vamada. The Aval stands in one place, Vamamuna, Sigana Kahanim, Mematze Kohen Gadol, Beneil Ben Am, Shamuna be Yaminoi, on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, Vakala Bismoiloi, Vahubam, so he's in the middle. So it means he doesn't get so close. He's in his own place. He's not on the same line, same row as the people going Machem the Avelim. He's to the right of them, and to the right of him is the Mamuna. Ukshamavrim, when people come to Machem Avel him, Ukshamisnachim Ma'acherim, other people come to Menachem Avel him, Kol Ha'om Oimrim Loi, the Ha'om tells him, Onu Kapara Secho, we are your Kapara, which means, any tzaras you're supposed to have should be on us. We should be the kapara. He tells them you should be gebenched min hashemayim. Ukshamavra, so we give him the first Suda Savra, which means the Suda that they give him right when he comes back from being Oinim after they buried the mace, he comes back. And they give him the first Suda. The whole Am was eating with them, sits on the ground. But who makes of Al-Saf? So he sits on a stool in order that he should be covered. He should be on a higher level than them. So that's all halacha of a Kohen Gadol. Now, what's halacha of a Melech, a king? Ha-Melech lo-idon lo-idon ro-isai. Cannot be a judge, and you cannot judge him either. Lo-imeid, he does not testify and say edus. It's not a covetic for him to say edus. Lo-imeid, you don't say edus on him. He doesn't give chalitza because it's not by kavodik to give chalitza because the lady spits at him. Therefore, it's not by kavodik. He does not do chalitza. And you don't do chalitza to his wife either because that's also, we'll see in the Gemara, that's also not what you do. He doesn't do yibum, and you don't do yibum to his wife either. No one can marry his wife. If this melech wants to give chalitza, wants to embarrass himself to give chalitza, or he wants to go and do yibum, it's a very nice thing. It sounds like he could be meicha on his covet. So they said to him, "Ain't shame, you know, you don't listen to meicha on his covet." It says he cannot marry his amana. You're not allowed to marry his amana, which means a melech who dies, his amana, his wife, cannot be married by any regular citizen. A melech, a king, can marry the amana of another king. You find David married the amana of Shaul. It says that I'm going to give you the base adenecha, which is the house of your master, which is Shaul, and Neshei Adinecha. It says the lashon of the wife of your master. So you see that a melech, David HaMelech, could marry the amona of Shaul. This pasuk says, this is a nevuah that the pasuk says, and Hashem is talking. Say, I gave you David the house of your master, which is Shaul, and the woman of your master, which you see, is the Neshei Adinecha. Zot the Gemara Vayit. This is a pasuk in Shmuel. So the Gemara, that Gemara is going to handle first Kohen Gadol, and later on the Gemara is going to handle the halachas of the Melech. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said that Kohen Gadol done. A Kohen Gadol could be a judge. So the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Like why not? That's a covet to be a judge. So the Gemara done oisa tshichalei. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that you judge him, and even you would think that it's not if I covetic judge him. The chiddush is that you could judge him. It's not degrading for him to be judged. And therefore we say don also, because it goes together. Don and don noisai. So tomorrow harnami pshita. It's pashit that he has to be able to be judged, because if he can't be judged, he can't be a judge either. Harnami pshita. If you can't judge him, how could he be a judge? The pasuk says, v'skoishishu v'koishu, which means that search within yourself and then search others. And Rosh Lakish says, it means like this, kashet atzbecha, first correct yourself, then correct others. So if he can't be judged, so how could he be a judge? That's pashut. Someone only could be a judge if he can be judged. That's how it is. So it's pashut if, that's also pashut. Once you say he could be a judge, obviously you could judge him. Zakti Gemara. I'll tell you what the chiddush of our Mishnah is. Ella, the chiddush of the point of our Mishnah is Ella. I did the koy. It's not really a chiddush. Ella, I did koy le misti melech loy don. No, this is by melech. It says that he can't be a judge, or you can't judge him either. Tainami kai gavna don. Therefore, it says by kai gavna also this chiddush of don v'donin. V'boy say, but it is a chiddush. Hakamash v'lon. We're gonna see a whole brayso, and we'll get back to what the chiddush is. So the first pshat is that's not really a chiddush that he's a judge or could be judged. Once you say he's a judge, obviously he can be judged. If not, he can't be a judge, but he can't be judged. So the first tarot is, ID that said by a melech, he can't be a judge or be judged. Here also we said the same thing. That's not really a chiddush. But if it is a chiddush, a kohen gadol that murders someone, but mezid, nehrag. He gets misa. He gets the regular misa of saif, like every person gets. B'shoigig, if he kills b'shoigig, he goes into galus. V'oivar ala seva loisasem, and he's over and asay and loisasa. He's a hedich dvarav. The Gemara will explain what that means. It sounds like, and he's over and asay. What do you mean? He's over. He has to be over. Well, what are we talking about? We'll see. The Gemara will talk about that. The Gemara analyzes every part of his brayza first. V'meizid neharag. V'meizid, he gets killed. Pshita, why not? So the Gemara v'shayig galus richle. The chiddush is that he goes to galus if he kills v'shayig. So the Gemara, ha'nami pshita. Why is that a chiddush? It's rich, saga, gamino, ha'ilvik siv, it says that how long does a person stay in galus if he kills b'shayig, he kills by mistake? He stays in galus. So yasha bad moisa kain galus shemashu chayz b'shem nakaydish. He stays in galus until the kain galus dies. So Ema, maybe you only go into galus if you have this etza of a kain galus dying. But Ema called this late tekanta bechazara ligli goes into galus. The less late tekanta bechazara, there's no takana of chazara ever going back home. Loy ligli shouldn't be galus. The Tanai learned in the Mishnah that a hayrig on top of our base, explaining how, why here it doesn't apply going back. In the Tanai, a hayrig kain gadol, if someone kills a kain gadol, a kain gadol shahara, that's an nefesh. Kain gadol kills someone. Eini yaitzim sham loilam. He never goes out. Why? Because a person only goes out of galus when the kain gadol dies. Now, if he killed the kain gadol, there is no kain gadol to die anymore. There is no kain gadol. And like Rashi is Mavuya and Tosfos speaks that clearly, we're talking about there was no new kain gadol appointed before the Gemara Din. So let's say the guy killed the kain gadol, b'shaygig, he goes to the galus, he's in galus already. After the Gemara Din said he has to go into galus, he went into galus, and now there's no kohen gadol. Even the kohen gadol gets appointed now, but it's too late. The kohen gadol has to be there b'shas is Gemara Din. And the same thing if a kohen gadol kills. Kohen gadol kills also, so he loses his job as kohen gadol, and there's no new kohen gadol for him to go home for if that person dies, that kohen gadol dies, and therefore he's stuck there loilam. So we would think someone who's going to be in galus forever has no din galus. Kamashlon, yes. So Ema loy ligli kamashlon, yeah, he goes into galus. Maybe you only go into galus if there's a possibility of coming out. On makra lono shama koratech, filka galu mashma. This is much lono shama koratech. Every single koratech, even a kain gadol's mashma is passing, and therefore even he has a din of galus. And that's one of the chedushim of the brisa that says that he goes into galus. That kain gadol harag is a nefesh raised, that's pashut. Nerag b'shayig goyla is a chiddush. Now we have to go right in the brayse, explain the brayse. Before we go back to explain our mishnah, let's go right in the brayse. It says oivra al seva loy sasa. So what does that mean? Loy sagi loy avar. He has to be oivra. The brayse saying a kain gadol has to be oivra al seva loy sasa. What does that mean? Loy sagi loy avar hoch kamer. Im avar al asei va al loy sasa harek hedi chol dvarav. If it's oivra al asei. Or Aloy Sase is it didn't head it chodvar, which means they used a bezdin of three. Aloy Sase used a bezdin of three to give him malchus, and by asay the halach is that if a guy does not want to be kaim asay, even a kain gadol, you're going to makim moisay atch amoreitzani, and or atch teisin afshoy the yad rama speaks out, and even a kain gadol has a din like that to head it chodvar. So it's more pshita. It's also pshita. Sag da itachamino hoyel v'tnan ein donim loyis hashevet. Since it says that for donning up kain gadol, you need a bezin of 71, that's talking about capital punishment. We learn from the pasuk called davar gadol means dvar shagadol, the things of a gadol, of a kain gadol, go to the bezin of 71. Even called dvar shagadol, even maybe malchus asay lois asay also go kamash v'law, no. Maybe efshe taka that we go, even these things like malchus and asay also need a bezin 71. Maybe efshe taka. Zog to Gemara, no, because veimel chenami miksiv divrei gadol hadava hagadol ksiv. It's not just one thing. The davar gadol mamish, which is only the avera of chiyav misa. So that's what comes out in this brisa chedushim of the kohen gadol. So therefore, we could taina that when it says in our mishnah that says that Don and Oysa, you know what the Chiddush is? That Don and Oysa means, first of all, that he done him to go to Galus. That's the Chiddush. And another Chiddush is that if he's Oiva Aver, it's Chayav Malkus, he's Nidum B'Shloisha. So Don Oysa means you treat him like a regular person. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush Don. We had a question, what's the Chiddush Don Oysa? Of course, if he's a judge, he has to be able to be a judge. So the Chiddush is that you done him with three for Malkus, and you get done him to go into Galus like a regular person in Klai Yisrael.